I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 17th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Now, that was written 600 years before the birth of Jesus. Quite incredible. Now we go straight to the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4. And Jesus answered him, he answered the devil when he was tempted in the desert. He said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Isn't that incredible? 600 years later, the Son of God, in the desert, while being tempted by the devil, said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." You know, the holiest sacrament in the Christian faith is communion, Holy Communion, breaking of bread. Yes, and this is the eve of the Last Supper, the last meal that our beloved Jesus had on earth. And he sat around the table with his disciples and he had Holy Communion. We read that in the first book of Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23. Now, this is Paul. He says that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now listen to this, verse 26. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Very, very important. Maybe tonight, sit with your family around the table as you think about Good Friday, which is tomorrow, and have Holy Communion together. You know, folks, when I travel, and sometimes I go into the poorest of poorest areas, maybe in Central Africa, maybe overseas, people always tend to give you the best they have. Not necessarily the richest people, but the poorest people. And it is so important to eat it heartily and to give thanks, because that's what they want. Now, tonight, when we break bread together as a family, remember, Jesus says that it is the word of God that satisfies the soul, that gives you strength and healing and hope. Spend time reading your Bible. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.